Meow! Welcome to the Cat Tunes Podcast. I'm your host, Catherine Corelli. On this podcast, I'm going to talk about the stories behind my songs, the production tools that I've used, the production methods that I've employed, the instruments that I've played, the instruments that I've discovered, the arrangement methods that I've used, the real-life stories which precipitated the creation of my entire albums or of my separate tracks. So let's jump right into it, shall we? And welcome you listening to the Cat Tunes Podcast. This is episode 63, and today I'm going to be talking about a song called Two from the same Reborn Heart album. Well, this was quite the experimental song. As far as music, as far as blending of genres, because on one hand I wanted to do something that is kind of hip-hop, but I didn't want to repeat myself and do the kind of hip-hop that I've done on through the Gehenna on that album. I wanted to do something different. And I wanted to experiment with all of these electronic bass music textures and sounds that I was playing around with at the time. Plus, as I have mentioned earlier when I was talking about, you know, previous songs on this album, I didn't have an electric guitar. Would I have had an electric guitar, I probably would have made it into a rock album with some elements of hip-hop. But, because I didn't have one, I ended up experimenting with synthetic sounds, bass music sounds. Back in the day, it wasn't like I was into bass music or future bass music or anything like that. I don't even remember if it was a thing back then at all. But, well, there I was in 2012, pulling these bass lines together and experimenting. I had an acoustic guitar and I wanted to throw that in too. And I wanted to rap to this because I had a lot to say, apparently, and I wanted to make it in a kind of bombastic, kind of over-the-top way on one hand, but on the other, I wanted to make it into a melodic song. So I was kind of, you know, I was kind of poking at, you know, at the mainstream hip-hop with its abundance of fast-paced rapping and that kind of stuff and no singing at all. I wanted actually to make it into a song, so I was making a point. I was like, okay, I'm gonna be rapping like crazy on this song, for the most part. But then also, I'm gonna sing, and I'm gonna make it sound like it could have been a rock song. I'm gonna sing in that way. And that's what I did at the time. And as I said, apparently I had a lot to say. So this song, the meaning of this song, how do I put it, really? It's kind of a blend of things that I was saying about my ex-boyfriend, whom I have left at that point 3 years ago. In 2012, it's been 3 years since we broke up. And on the other hand, there was a guy that I was heavily into at the time, and I really, really wanted him badly. Much to my own detriment, by the way. And there was a lot. I think what probably was going on is that I was trying to find commonalities in them both, and I was trying to establish a pattern. I was trying to find out why am I attracted kind of to the guys that share something in common. And I was trying to put a finger on what is it that is shared in common by these two people. These two very, very different people. And apparently in the process, I was trying to figure out, you know, I was trying to understand myself. I was trying to learn. And this was my way of learning. Writing songs and it ended up, I think, being a song not about one particular guy. It ended up being a song about something in between, like a blend of them too, and everything that I did like about them and everything that I did not like about them. So let's read the lyrics, and if there are any questions, I guess I'll comment in the process. So this is a very fast-paced semi-rap song, really. So I'm not going to be rapping it, I'm not going to be delivering it at the same pace as it is in the song. I'll slow down and read it out so that you actually understand the lyrics. So the structure of the song here implies, the way it is done is that there is I and there is you. I, you. It's about you and it's about me. And a line, usually it's like one line goes for one person, the other line goes for another person. So it goes like this. I caught a cold sometimes because I couldn't get a step closer to you. Climbed up a mountain of fears just to feel like the top of the world, man. I stood still to stay sane, but stumbled and tumbled when I stayed for too long. You stapled shut sincerity. I stuttered my serenity. This is the first verse. I tiptoed from lie to lie, from denial to denial, until I got stuck in a sticky pool of painful promises. You got lost more than ever in a devious plot of your cosmic disaster, faster and faster, until I found a piece of me hidden in your agony. I'll stay for a day or two. And all of our dreams come true. I guess we both want them to, together. And I'll subtract your never from you. We'll lose everything we knew, to find it in something new. I'm staying, you're staying too. Forever is never when it's multiplied by two. Multiply by two, multiply by two, multiply by two. Then after this hook, there is the third verse. You got so hot sometimes you couldn't get an act closer to me. As I stopped and dropped and rolled down into an abyss of hesitancy. You took away my breath and made my eyes bathe. You shed diabrotic pain. All by myself, I eyed my irony. Gnawing me, clawing me, growing in me. Where were we? When did we? Where did we start our conspiracy? What did we choke in ourselves for a lack of consistency? When did we find each other in the middle of nowhere? Why the hell were we condemned to vacancy? What will we do with you and me? You'll stay for a day or two. And all of our dreams come true. I guess we both want them to, together. And you'll divide my never by you. We'll lose everything we knew to find it in something new. I'm staying, you're staying too. Forever is never when it's multiplied by two. And there's the midsection. Where were we? When did we? Where did we start a conspiracy? What did we? What did we choke in ourselves for a lack of consistency? When did we find each other in the middle of nowhere? Why the hell were we condemned to vacancy? What will we do with you and me? You and me. We'll stay for a dream or two. Perhaps we can make them true. We'll stay for a dream or two. We'll stay for a dream or two. Perhaps we can make them true. Perhaps we can make them true. You'll stay for a day or two, and all of our dreams come true, I guess we both want them to, together, and you'll divide my never by you. We'll lose everything we knew to find it in something new. I'm staying, you're staying too. Forever is never, when it's multiplied by two. You'll stay for a day or two, and all of our dreams come true, I guess we both want them to, together, and you'll divide my never by you. We'll lose everything we knew to find it in something new. I'm staying, you're staying too. Never lasts forever when it's divided by two. You'll stay for a day or two. Perhaps we can make them true. So these are the lyrics, and I apologize for kind of reading it in a crooked fashion. Gosh, this is an old file and the font is not very comfortable. Should have probably enlarged it just a little bit. I should remember this next time and just go ahead and... Yeah, I'm an idiot. I could have enlarged it to 140% since I'm sitting here in my dark office and reading just at 100. At a scale of 100. Anyways, with that being said, these are the lyrics. I will leave it to you to speculate about all the feelings and all the emotion that is in here. Because as you can see, actually, it is not about one person. It is about the past, and it was about the present that I had at the time. So it was about the aspirations and hopes and dreams and cravings that I had for that new guy. And it also was about the things that I left behind in my ex-boyfriend. That being said, let's move on to the music analysis, shall we? So first and foremost, this song is in a strange key. It is in E-flat minor. It is not a guitar key at all. I don't quite remember why did this happen. Perhaps it was because I just wanted a deeper key. E minor, I'm not saying that it's a shallow key. I'm not saying it's a shallower key, but E flat minor has some extra depth to it. There's something to it. I always felt like the flat keys are sort of darker in tone, maybe because they're lower than the natural keys. And also perhaps I'm thinking, I don't remember this, but I think that probably at the time I didn't want to sing it in E minor, I wanted to sing it probably in E flat minor. And but I didn't want to get any higher, and I didn't want to get any lower than that. So it would explain why I didn't drop the key down to something like C minor, for example, and stayed in E flat minor. In whichever case, so as usual, I'm going to be playing sections of the song, and then I'm going to be commenting on them. So let's listen to the intro. And to the first verses all the way through the first hook.
Together.
there you have it. In the beginning, we have something. There is some sort of synth that's playing something in the intro, and then we're going into the verse. And the verse, of course, I'm not going to replicate on a keyboard. I'm not going to replicate the gritty, growly sound of the synth. But I will illustrate, and I'm not going to rap. But I will give you the chord progression. So it starts with an E flat minor, minus 7. Then there is B flat major on the bass of D. Then there is C flat major plus 7. Then there's a G flat major plus 7. An A flat minor minus 7. And then it repeats again. And it repeats throughout the verses, and then after that we're going into the hook. And the hook starts with an E flat minor. I'll stay for a day or two, and all of our dreams come true. I guess we both want them too, together. And I'll subtract an error from you. We'll lose everything we knew to find it in something new. I'm staying, you're staying too. Forever is never when it's multiplied by two. The hook starts with an E flat minor minus 7. I'll stay for a day or two. It goes into a B flat major. And all of our dreams come true. Dreams come true. Then it goes into a C flat major minus, plus 7. I guess we both want them to together. G flat major plus 7. And I'll subtract an error from you. There is a D flat major with a chromatic motion into an E flat minor. And we're repeating again. We'll lose everything we knew to find it in something new. Again, B flat major, and this time with a little bit of inversion there on the bass of D. Then we're going into a C flat major plus 7. I'm staying, you're staying too. Forever is never. This is a G flat major. When it's multiplied by two. It's multiplied by two. There's an A flat minor minus 7. And then there is that synth riff that unfolds there, and it goes like this. It's an E flat to a G flat. Then there is this little Phrygian element, so it makes it kind of darker, you know? What I mean, an E natural, or should I say an F flat? That would be correct from a theoretical standpoint. F flat. I'm going into a C flat, A-flat, E-flat, G-flat, F-flat major, C-flat major, A-flat minor. Bye, bye, the vocal that hangs around something like a B flat, I guess. And now let's move on to through the next couple of sections and hear what's going on there. Sometimes you can get in that closet to me. As I stopped and dropped, jumped down into an abyss of hesitancy. You took away my breath and my eyes failed, shined down, crying, failed, not myself. I really know what my calling is coming at me. When we're wired to the wire, it's down a conspiracy. So here we are, basically, instead of playing just two sections, I've played the rest of the song. As you can hear, the third and fourth verse, they're basically the same. It's the same chord progression, which we've already discussed. It's an E-flat minor minus 7 to B-flat major on the base of D to a C-flat major plus 7 to a G-flat major plus 7. To an A flat minor minus 7, and repeats like four times because, you know, two of these periods, they go into every verse. So there are two verses, so this repeats four times, and then after that we're going into the second hook. And the second hook is the only characteristic feature of it, is that it starts with just a guitar. You'll stay for a day, aren't you? And then it goes full swing. And all of our dreams come true. I guess we both want them too, together. And you'll do fine, but never by you. So that's the only difference. And we go through the hook. Then there is another kind of a middle section, which first kind of quietly gets in, and it's and then it hits full swing again in half time, with this heavy feel to it, and there is this fast-paced rapping, which is a repetition of the verse. We, where were we? Where did we? Where did we start a conspiracy? We, where did we? What did we choke in ourselves for lack of a consistency? We, when did we? When did we find each other in the middle of nowhere? When the hell did we condemn a vacancy? What will we do with you and me? So I'm mumbling the words, didn't rap in a while. You get the point. So. And there is this high-pitched again, way, 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 thing going on every time on every line, and it goes, happening here in that riff. There is an E flat, E flat, D flat, E flat, C flat, major plus 7, and there's a G major all of a sudden, G major plus 7. And there's a B flat major minus 7. So that goes through. And then after that, we are getting into this kind of floaty, airy section. It's basically just an E flat minor minus 7/9, and it builds up and it builds up, and we're again hitting the hook this time in full force, and now it's not a half time, it's double time, and it comes in full swing. So again it goes, perhaps you'll stay for a day, aren't you, and all of our dreams come true. I guess we both want them too, together. And you'll divide but never by you. So it's the same story again, same chord progression again, E flat minor minus 7 to a B flat major plus, minus 7, then a C flat major plus 7, G flat major plus 7, D flat major with a chromatic motion through a D to again back there, and the second time it ends up with a on the second pass it ends up with an A flat minor minus 7. And this is how we ride through this. There is there are 1, 2, 3, 4 hooks, in fact. Well, it's like basically a large double hook. That's what it is, in fact. And then there's the outro. You'll stay for a day or two. Perhaps we can make them true. You'll stay for a day or two. Perhaps we can make them true. So there are just two chords at this point, and we're back into in the Phrygian mode. So we have an E flat minor minus 7. Then we have an F flat plus 7 major with an element of 9 there. Back to E flat minor. That repeats again and again and again and again, and then in the very end because of the melody. Perhaps we can make them true because of that note over there, the F flat major plus 7 becomes a minus 7 basically. It comes from this, it becomes this. And that's the end of the song. And then in the very, very end, the tail of the song merges into a warped and distorted intro for the next song, which is going to be Supposing. So that would explain why it sounds that weird. In the very, very end, when everything subsides, everything dies out, and then all of a sudden there's that build-up, little build-up in the end. That's, in fact, the beginning of the next song. It leads up to it, and it's kind of intended this way. You're supposed to listen to two, and then you're supposed to listen to Supposing that follows right after it. So with that being said, this is the music analysis for this track. Let's move on to the next section, shall we? As you can hear, Two is quite an energetic song. What can I say? It's quite energetic compared to the previous one. The previous one was rather like a slow rolling ballad with occasional escalations. I don't know what term to use here. But you see, this one is just BPM-wise, it's kind of more active and it's kind of more energized. And then there's going to be Supposing the next track. So Reborn Heart is not entirely like a mellow, slow-paced or mid-tempo-paced album. Not at all. It has tracks like Two, which if it was a rock track, if it had like guitars and stuff, you know, it would probably be quite an active rock track. You know, it would have been heavy in that case. But because it doesn't have all of those electric guitars, it ends up being heavy in its own right. And kind of not heavy at the same time. It's I think it's a very peculiar blend of hip-hop and some elements of chillwave and a little bit of synthwave and definitely bass music and future bass. I think that's what it is, essentially. And as you can see, well, it's still kind of a romantic track regardless. It's not that it is aggressive or anything like this, no. Born Heart, generally speaking, is not an aggressive album at all. As compared at least to Killed Alive or something like that, something along those lines. Definitely compared to Overcome, Reborn Heart is a lot lighter. So, with that being said, I'm going to be wrapping up this episode on... If you haven't heard any of my music, of course I want to invite you to check out my music on any major streaming platform. All you gotta do is either click the link in the description where it says my music, Catherine Corelli, Or you can find it yourself on whatever platform you prefer. Look for Catherine Corelli, Catherine with a C, Corelli with a C, and you will find my music on Spotify, on Apple Music, on Deezer, iTunes, YouTube. And if you're going to check me out on YouTube, you can also check out the playlist that I have there. It's called Cat Vibes. It's a very casual vlog kind of thing where I'm posting my recording process. For example, right now there is going to be a lot of videos coming out about the recording process for the Natural Grotesque album. It was an instrumental album and it was a massive album. There was plenty of recording sessions, lots of guitar recording, some drum recording as well is in this playlist. So Cat Vibes is mostly about that. It also has some just casual footage from my beautiful state of Kentucky, where I live. Sometimes some landscapes, some travel footage, sometimes whatever, you know, sometimes just backyard footage and that kind of jazz. So you might want to check it out. Also, I got my Cat Talk series on YouTube, where I'm talking about things that are mostly not related to music at all. If you're interested, you can check out my views, you know, my political and social commentary. Also, I do have a business called Southern Caracol, which is all about skin health and aromatherapy. So I do have products to improve the health of your skin, such as soap bars and shampoo bars, all natural soap bars and shampoo bars, lotions, full body lotions, lip balms, aromatherapy soaps, this kind of stuff. And for a more than reasonable price, you can get yourself a product that will actually help cure and heal your skin, especially if you suffer from things like eczema or psoriasis, or you have diabetes and because of that you have drier skin or something along these lines, or you just have, you know, scratches or unbalanced pH of your skin, or it's too greasy or it's too dry, something like this. Our soaps actually cure, they actually heal. These are all natural soaps, oatmeal honey line. This is our healing line of soaps. We also have Manuka honey soap bar, you know, a soap bar with pink Himalayan salt. We also got a soap bar with charcoal, with activated charcoal that helps drain all the toxins out of your skin. So we got plenty of interesting products. Please check out our website. It's called southerncaracol.com. The link is going to be in the description. And with that being said, thank you very much for checking out this episode of my Cat Tunes podcast. I really appreciate you. I love you, and you'll hear me on the next episode.